Ponds, A Little Slice of Heaven by Dominic Butler. Read for you by Guy Slocum. The Next Step. It was, in Gerald's opinion, a perfect day. The sky was blue, the sun was high, and there was a cool breeze coming from the north. Also, the location was fantastic. Bolton Abbey, in the heart of the Yorkshire Dales, was one of the most picturesque places in Britain, because the old abbey was next to a gentle river in a green and beautiful valley. Yes, perfect, thought Gerald. So why did he look so unhappy? He was sitting on a picnic blanket by the river, the ruins of the old abbey behind him. Sitting opposite him was his girlfriend Emma, and on the picnic blanket there was a selection of sandwiches, some summer fruit, and a bottle of champagne. "Are you okay, Gerald?" asked Emma. "You seem very quiet," she said as she finished her second cucumber sandwich. "What, me? No, I'm fine. Perfect. It's a perfect day, a perfect location, a perfect picnic," he said. However, it was obvious that Gerald was not fine. He was usually very talkative and cheerful, but today he was silent and nervous. Also, every few minutes, when Emma was not looking, he quickly put his right hand into the pocket of his shorts and touched the small black box that was there. "Really?" asked Emma. "Because you seem, I don't know, nervous." "Nervous? Me? No, I'm perfect. It's a perfect day," he said, putting his hand into his pocket again and touching the small black box. But Gerald was not perfect. In fact, he was incredibly nervous. He was incredibly nervous because today was the day he was going to propose to Emma. "More champagne?" he said, pouring Emma another large glass and trying to smile. Okay, she said. "But are you sure there's nothing you want to talk about?" For a moment, Gerald hesitated. Then he looked around for some distraction. "Oh, look, Emma, stepping stones." He pointed to a line of stones which crossed the gentle river, and the small group of children who were jumping from stone to stone and laughing. Emma smiled. "Oh yes, that does look fun. Should we have a go?" Gerald said nothing for a few seconds. Instead, he imagined how romantic it would be to ask Emma to marry him while they were in the middle of the river on the stepping stones. "Perfect," he thought. "Yes, I think we should," he said calmly. "Come on, let's go." They stood up together and began to walk slowly towards the edge of the river and the grey stones that crossed it. "Oh, actually, it looks a little more difficult than I thought," said Emma. However, Gerald did not hear this, because he was once more checking that the small black box was still in his shorts pocket. "You go first," he said to Emma. "Okay," she said, carefully stepping onto the first stone. Slowly, they began to cross the river, and Gerald was happy to see that Emma was smiling and laughing. Yes, this was certainly the perfect time. Now he just had to think about how to ask her the big question.